Good morning. It's Monday, January 4th. Here are the day's top 5 stories from the Miami Herald. First, the weather. The first work and school week of the new year will serve up mostly sunny skies. The afternoon high will reach the low 80s, dropping to the mid-60s at night. Our top story, Florida has seen one of the nation's biggest increases in the number of new residents. That's according to new data from the U.S. Census Bureau. The Sunshine State gained an estimated 241,000 residents from July 2019 to July 2020. The pandemic may have played a role in the boom, but it is too soon to say exactly how much it drove the increase. Only Texas saw a bigger jump. The census data capture both migration trends and new births. In Miami, you may want to forget about 2020. But the History Miami Museum is making sure that you don't. So the Downtown Miami Museum is asking locals to contribute photos, artifacts, even written and verbal accounts to tell the story of 2020 in their hometown. The museum's Collecting 2020 project is off to a good start. Several significant items are already in hand. They include a Miami Heat Black Lives Matter game jersey, a series of election campaign posters, and one of the first vials of coronavirus vaccine used at the Jackson Memorial Hospital. In business news, who opens a mall in a pandemic? Well, a famous Miami spot is back in business after a radical makeover. Coco Walk has reopened in Coconut Grove. The open-air mall is no longer just a tourist magnet. It's now a sleek and modern hub for working, dining and shopping. The Gap and Victoria's Secret are gone. Those two big chain mall stores were the last remaining ones before Coco Walk was shut down for a total makeover in the summer of 2019. New restaurants, shops and offices will be opening this year. The mall's owners hope to attract locals and families to the refashioned mall. In sports, University of Miami Hurricanes quarterback D'Eriq King will undergo surgery for a torn ACL in his right knee. King was injured last week in the Canes' loss to Oklahoma State in the Cheez-It Bowl. A few days before the injury, King had announced he would return to the Hurricanes next season rather than enter the NFL draft. Keep up with the latest sports news, including analysis from the Dolphins-Bills game, at miamiherald.com/sports. And finally, and you think you're a big tipper? A regular at the Miami Squeeze Juice Bar in North Miami Beach left a little something extra for the staff for New Year's. Make that a big something extra. After the customer left with her $74 takeout order of smoothies and avocado toast and eggs, workers discovered she left a tip that added up to the new year. That would be $2,021. She also left a note wishing everyone a happy new year. That's all for today. For more top stories and to subscribe, go to miamiherald.com and stay healthy.